Spears, Cam Kardashian, Paris Hilton, yeah, that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. We're global.
I mean, the lines are blowing up.
We have our new shop, which is actorsbreakdown.com/shop, S-H-O-P-P-E.
Well, look at you.
All right, everybody, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Here I am. Hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Boy, it was powerful. This is a no-win situation.
We support Brian the Hammer Jackson, and so should you.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. My name is Brian Hammer Jackson. We're in January. I want to say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. We are global. Today's Monday, January 13th, 2014. I want to welcome a newest member of MVP. I want to welcome and say hello to Ellen. Hi, Ellen. Good morning.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm doing good. And, of course, Rockin' Robbie, who is also part owner of MVP, head of the theatrical department, as well as in films and the music. Good morning, Rockin' Robbie.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Thank you for asking. And guess who's here? She comes here sometimes. Sometimes this is her home. Sometimes she passes through. Sometimes she stops by. Good morning, Carrie Brooks. How are you?
I am fine. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. Let's welcome our newest member. Let's welcome our newest member of MVP, Miss Ellen Dixon.
Hi, Ellen.
Hey.
Hi, Ellen.
How's everybody doing?
Peachy.
There you go. Ellen's going to explain what she's going to be doing at MVP, but I'll give you a hint. She's in charge of the store, which we call the vault. And the reason Ellen's in charge of it is because she has a lot of experience, and she's going to tell us how much experience and what we have to look forward to because the vault is so important to us. You have to excuse my voice. I'll try to raise it. Robbie will help me. Robbie, if my energy is low or my voice needs to be raised, please let me know.
No problem.
Thank you very much. Ellen, for being the newest member of, oh, by the way, Kelly's on personal assignment. She's taking meetings, and I've been taking meetings all week. She's taking care of some stuff, some heavy business that she's taking care of. She will be with us shortly when she can, but she's taking care of some major, major business that our concerns are in her hands. And meanwhile, she gave me the opportunity, and I say that, to see if we can get our team together and make it work so when she gets back, she doesn't have to yell at me.
We got your back, Brian. Don't you worry.
Okay. Because when she... Yeah, because she wants everything perfect, and if it's not done, my head will be rolling. And we'll make sure everything's done for her, and when she gets back, it'll be up and running. Okay, everybody. Ellen, please tell us, what is your objective and goal for MVP?
Well, let's see. I'm planning on bringing in a whole slew of new sponsors. I'm planning on bringing in a whole new line of different products that, you know, people can have a variety. When they go into the vault, they'll see a whole bunch of different products. such as, you know, candles, T-shirts, everything like that. I have direct sales experience. I've been in direct sales since 2005. And I love it because it gives me the opportunity to stay home with my daughter.
That's pretty darn good. You're going to make that vault pop. I mean, really exciting. I mean, we got things coming in, and Robbie has ideas, and Ellen, ideas are just exploding all over the place. And my job is to get the hell out of the way.
Yeah, and, you'll get hit by the ideal shrapnel.
I know. I don't like it. I got a concussion lots of time. We're going to open this door up to vendors and people who are making their own projects and designs. It's just going to be really exciting. There's one other thing. I want to say, if you weren't with us last Friday, we won't mention any names, Carrie Brooks. If you were not with us last Friday, I can speak for myself, and there's a lot of people who are here except for one person who was not. Let's not say her name. I had a great time.
I wasn't doing anything anyway.
I know you're there in spirit. I had the most wonderful time. I want to thank Mr. MC Philosophy. I want to thank, these are the judges who are on live with us Friday, Mr. MC Philosophy. I want to thank Toy Moore. I want to thank the great GMO with Earth, Wind, and Fire. I want to thank the fantastic and great Mr. Parker with Earth, Wind, and Fire. I want to thank the fabulous, even though if you heard live, she hates me and gives me a number two all the time. The fabulous, lovely, professional, lover to death, Miss Maria Hernandez. I want to thank our judges for last Friday. You guys were unbelievably fantastic. And really quickly before the show goes, because we're going to go really quickly, what would your take on it, Miss Robbie?
Well, first, I love the show, and we will have another show every Friday at 7 p.m. Pacific time. And also, we have mentioned the vault, but no one knows how to get there. That's at mvponDemand.com.
Mm-hmm.
So we go there. Our phone number is also 646-595-3032. So let's not forget to tell people how they can get in touch with us. Those people over in Europe are saying, okay, I'm listening, but where do I find you?
I know.
So absolutely incredible. I love the musicians, and I'm excited to hear some of the newer musicians for this week. They're coming in, and I believe we have one of them coming on the show on Wednesday, Miss Gypsy Elise. She's a soul blue gypsy singer from New Orleans, and she is incredible. So stay tuned for that.
And not to mention, you have a surprise celebrity judge, too. Excuse my voice.
I have a celebrity.
My voice will crack.
That's okay. We forgive you.
Okay.
His name is David Rubin, and he is the lead singer for the Rockin' Doopsy Jr. and the Zydeco Twisters. He is singing Zydeco down here in Louisiana. He's an awesome entertainer and an awesome musician. He's been around for a very long time, and he knows his stuff. So I'm excited to bring him aboard.
Oh, yeah, he's great. Robbie sent me the tape. It didn't play at first, but I listened to it. The guy's amazing. Amazing. What kind of style? I never heard a style that he had before. What kind of style is it, Robbie? It cracks me up.
It's called Zydeco. It's swamp pop. He's a Louisiana musician, and it's called swamp pop Zydeco. A lot of people don't know that, what Zydeco is, until they get down here, and then they never forget it, because it's something, it's a sound that you'll never forget once you know it.
It makes you get up and dance.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
It'll
get you up out of your chair.
It is so cool. It is so cool. I mean, I was dancing Friday. I was in my seat. I was doing a Cabbage Patch. Forget it. You didn't want to see that. But the music was, it was fun. It was the first time. I didn't know what to expect. And I was so, I got caught up in the opening of it. Because the opening of it blew my mind. What happened on the first song? And I said, it could go terribly wrong right here. And I go, please don't let it go wrong. Don't let it go wrong. And I said, my buddy and my friend for a long time, Mr. Efren Valdez, we had his first song. I'm going to play it when we go to the I'm going to try to play all the songs before the end of this show so you get an idea of the fantastic musicians who are up to be passed through. But what happened the very first time? I'm hoping that nobody's really hearing that. What happened to the very first time was like, uh-oh, Robbie, did you think? Uh-oh. Was it going to be a downer? The very first song when the judges...
I love the song I have from the first time I heard it. It's one of those one-hit wonders, I feel. I mean, he may have other hits, but this one is definitely one of those catchy ones that gets you, you know, gets under your skin.
No, I love this. No, I love this. I love the song. I love the song.
Well,
I love Efren. Well, we will. Well, what I meant by I was worried is when the judges were going, and the judges loved it, but when it was time to vote, I was getting a little worried because Efren is my friend. And I wanted Efren to go through. And I'm going, okay, great, they loved it. I mean, they were laughing, they loved it. And then we came down to the voting, and it's like, uh-oh, it started off great. And I was like, oh, no. And I want to thank a very special. We had a secret Grammy Award celebrity listening on the phone. And if there was a tie, he was going to come in. And he was going to, I was having real conversation with him. He would have to say pass or not pass. But we didn't need him because we had a very special lady in Louisiana who has put through two people, and she doesn't really know how much that it meant to these people. I knew the backstory. It was not up to me to tell you the backstory of these people's lives. And it's up to them to tell you. I'm not going to do it for ratings' sakes. I'm not for heart strength. These are their personal stories that they entrusted me. And if they want to tell you the story, they will. But I do know it. And I do know how badly they needed to get through. And when Mama came in, and she has put through, and maybe the one that she did not put through, probably was the happiest moment of life. Is that fair to say, Robbie?
Yeah, and Mom doesn't even realize it, I don't think, to this minute, but I think she'll realize after we get through talking about it. Mother was the deciding, Mom was the deciding vote, and she said she was going to pass on it. So that made him not go through. But what happened after that was totally amazing, and it's all
amazing.
Mom's fault just happened.
I know. And she's such a nice person. But the reason Mom important is Mom was a listening audience. She's a listening audience. Listening audience is just as important as the judges because those are the people who buy your records. And that's why she was a fantastic judge. She did an amazing job, and thank you so much, Mom. All right, here's what we're going to do. Carrie.
Yes.
Are you excited? Are you excited to hear what happened Friday?
Well, excuse me. Of course, I am. Sorry.
Oh, really? You should have left your mic on. We need a dramatic effect.
We're waiting.
Hey, we need something.
Oh. I know. All right, kids. We got a quick show. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about the show today. And then the second hour, we're going to talk about what's the fantastic event with Nailing It, the road to the IWMAs, which is the Independent World of Music Awards. And that's where Carrie comes in. And if we have enough time, and I'm going to make enough time, you're going to be able to hear when Carrie is not shy at all, concerns, and a little tiny five-minute meeting that normally you would not hear because there's a lot of cussing goes on there and name-calling. So you're going
to
hear it.
You out to be the bad guy.
Well, maybe for once somebody's going to feel sorry for me, so I'm milking this one, baby.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, I guess nobody could. Well, we're going to do that in a little bit. Ellen, since you're the first person, nobody has ever done this before, including myself, including Kelly. Will you be the first person to... Oh, you can't see it. I forgot. You're not in the studio.
Yeah.
Usually I will have you read. I would have you read what's on the show today.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't see it. I want to let you know that this show, Brian Hammer Jackson, is sponsored by MidwayMarketplace.com and The Vault. And let me tell you how important The Vault is. And Ellen, if you can pull up The Vault and just give a little bit, I'll give you time to pull up The Vault and just say a little bit of the books and the music that are in there a little bit, give an idea of how great these people are that trust us with their product. I want to thank Toy Moore, who has a book in The Vault, which Ellen will read, and also her pies. Robbie, you had her pies. And I keep messing up the name. Isn't it More Sweet Pies?
More Sweet Pies.
More Sweet Pies.
It is More Sweet Pies.
Okay.
You can get it at mbpondemand.com in The Vault.
That's right. And I'm telling you, okay, I'm not a thin guy. Fine. I'm 525 pounds, and I'm talking to you while I'm in my bed. I used to be 98 pounds until I started ordering more sweet pies. These pies are so fantastic. So fantastic. So please, she's our sponsor, and we'll get a regular commercial for her soon. But she does have a book in our store, The Vault. Kelly usually has it in front of me. And Ellen, well, go to The Vault. And do you have it right there, Toy Moore's book?
I am still trying to pull it up. We're having internet problems over here because it's raining.
Welcome to MVP On Demand. Now you are a regular.
Oh, okay, so that was my initiation having problems, huh?
Yeah, I mean, if you ran smoothly, we're trying to show us up.
I think it's the weather.
Yeah, I know, it's pretty hard. Welcome to the show, everybody. We're going to start Monday with a can of wine, and let's get going. Congratulations to our
professional image already.
You know what? We're going to start
somewhere.
Hey, it is, isn't it, Robbie? You know what? We're going to be the first company to sell cans of wine in a six-pack. Trust me. They're going to order it in the vault.
Sparkling cans of wine.
There you go. We're the only people that put homeless people to work by using their feet, dipping and squishing the grapes, and we can get that fizzy fizz for the wine.
You know, they do
have
a flavor. It's called Traveling Vineyard.
That's true.
If I can
That's
get him.
That's true. Oh, there you go. Congratulations to our friend Chris Berry, who played Birch in The 12 Years a Slave. Other films Chris has appeared in, Chris Berry, is in Django, 3:10 to Yuma, Killing Them Softly, and on and on. I mean, Chris is unbelievable. He is our friend. Congratulations, Chris Berry, for that 12 Years a Slave. We know Chris as his code name called Charlie Bravo. We also take a look at the film and the director, Steve McQueen. Carrie, I think your thing just went on. Are you still with me?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to put a Carrie joke here. Carrie is so old. Come on, you guys. How old is Carrie? Carrie is so old.
How old is Carrie?
Where's Robbie? Here. Carrie is so old.
Hey, now.
How old am I?
Thank you, Carrie. Wow. We're still so polite, but when it comes to me, you throw me under the bridge. One more time. Carrie is so old.
How old am I?
I'll tell you. You're so old that you remember Steve McQueen when he was white.
Oh, my God, and I love him.
I know, the pause, the quiet. Thank you, Robbie.
One of my favorite movies.
Thank you.
So old.
Well, the director of 12 Years a Slave is named Steve McQueen, and he is a black gentleman. So that's where the joke was, just in case. And
that was a joke.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Carrie.
Did we use canned laughter on that?
You know what? I forgot to load them in, and we have a short budget, so I got one person that may snicker.
Well, at least we got one.
Yeah, I'll get that in. We also take a look at the film. Again, the director of that film, 12 Years a Slave, is Steve McQueen. And then we have a serious note that's been going on, and we talked, and Robbie and I talked over this weekend, hopefully. And this is regarding our friend Pastor Vision Jones. Apparently, other mainstream media's caught on to the story, and Pastor Jones called us personally. He is our friend. Pastor Vision Jones was seeking medical care at a hospital. He couldn't move. He was complaining of chest pains. And he was seeking medical attention while he was on the, I don't know if you call it a gurney. Am I correct here, a gurney?
Yeah.
That's
the thing.
Okay. One of the security guards of the hospital did not ask him, told him to get up. Of course, he was in pain. He replied, I could not get up. And then the security guard proceeded to twist his arm, and they basically beat him while he was seeking medical care to the hospital. We'll be playing that tape a little bit, and you can hear from him yourself.
Right, and it turns out that he had pneumonia and H1N1 flu virus.
Exactly. Wow. Can you imagine getting medical care? I mean, that's a new one. I mean, how bad do you have to be? I'm furious. I want to call that hospital live. I'm only afraid that you don't ruffle the feathers that he's already in there. You know what I'm trying to say? You have to be very careful with this. He's also served our country as a military man. He's a pastor, and he's black. So for somebody to treat somebody like that, unbelievable. Now, the other stuff is kind of cloudy, but I'm going to try to go. Apparently, he had a hearing that he had to go to, but because he was beaten so badly, and he was trying to recuperate into a hospital, he missed the hearing. So what happened is that he lost the bail of that hearing, which is $5,000, and they threw him in jail. So the man is beaten in the hospital, took his money, and put him in jail. End of story. Well, it's not the end of story, but that's what happened to this gentleman, and he's a pastor. Chew on that for a little bit. You on that. So we're going to get into that story if we could. And plus, we're going to talk about nailing it.
You got into the vault, Brian.
Okay, you got into the vault. And what's the name of Miss Toy Moore's book, please?
Not Quite Good Enough by Toy Moore.
There you go. There you go. And it's selling for how much?
It is selling for, let's see. Wait, $14.99?
Woo! And that's a bargain at that.
Yep.
What else do you see in there? Just a couple more things. You see any music in there?
Yeah, let's see. Let's go to the music. Let's go to our music.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your fingers crossed that I don't get knocked out.
I'm crossing it.
Yeah, you might want to cross your toes, too.
I'm crossing my toes.
Let's see.
She has Mike Tyson sitting there or something?
Let's see. We have Axis's music is in here.
Oh, really? What's the name of it? What's the name of the song that's there?
Freaking Me.
That's right.
Yep. And they can get it for 99 cents.
Wow. And that's a download. And you can get it now. And go ahead.
Let's see.
You got Hungry Hawkins music. You're damn right.
See You Haters. You can get that for 99 cents.
That's right. And he has
Break This Up for 99 cents. Download.
That's right. That's enough, because then there'll be a big run to the store. It'll be like Black Monday, and we'll crash. Thank you so much, Ellen.
And you're
welcome. Again, we didn't even touch on the independent movies that you can go, and we didn't touch on a lot of other stuff. And once again, really quickly, you got 30 seconds. How is that vault going to pop? What are your ideas, Ellen?
It's going to be major, because, like I said, I'm planning on bringing in some really good sponsors. I'm going to get a lot of vendors, because I have direct sales connections that, you know, these stay-at-home mothers, they would love to have a different venue to show their products and, you know, let people know about their business. This would be a whole new, you know, area for them.
Thank you so much. I'm counting on you. And are we going to have a lot of gift certificates, coupons, specials going on there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, because, you know, the direct sales, you know, these moms, they come up with really, really good specials and ordering incentives. And, you know, they have gift certificates. Like, if you purchase, you'll get a gift certificate for a future purchase, stuff like that.
There you go. And so if you are a musician and independent filmmakers and you put your film in there, it's not going to just sit in there anymore. This is what we brought Ellen in there for. There's going to be specials and coupons and things, and your products will be on promotion and gift certificate. It's going to be so much fun. I wanted to do the movie cafe and the music cafe, where you go in and you order the music or download the music and you get a cup of coffee with it or a gift certificate to something. I mean, I just want to, you know, I want it to be like, what's that happy face? Walmart, where the little happy guy goes around knocking down prices?
Yeah. I haven't seen that thing in a long time. I don't even think they use that anymore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well, we'll have a little.
Pulling back. That's because he couldn't sing the happy dance. They weren't doing anything that good.
I know. Hey, Carrie, I got an idea. Why don't we get a little hammer that flies around and knocks down the prices?
Good idea.
A little hammer face.
Yeah, we can make a little stuffed hammer too, Brian, and market
it
for everybody. Well,
knock down them prices. Again, everybody, the show is brought to you by the Midway Marketplace, helping people buy, sell, trade their new and used amusement concessions and confections equipment, also offering appraisals and a wealth of links for the amusement industry. This is my friend, Max. This is what he says. I created this site as a place where people can buy, sell, or trade new and used amusement concessions and confections equipment. The listings may include a detailed description with photos, slides, video links. While I don't charge, again, this is Max talking, the owner of the site, while I don't charge anything to list an item, I will expect to receive a commission. Well, he didn't say it that mean. I mean, I kind of just read it that way. He said it nicely. Well, I don't charge anything to list as an item. I will expect to receive a commission when I am responsible for my sale. My fee can be added or be deducted from your asking price. I offer discounts. That's me supposed to be going into a meeting. I forgot I had a meeting today. You guys are more important. My fee can be added to or deducted from your asking price. I offer discounts for multiple listings and for any items where I can verify that I will have the exclusive right to handle and be given a piece of equipment. I may only be helping people sell equipment full-time. Only been helping people sell equipment full-time for 8 years, but I can promise you no one will work harder than me to find your equipment a good new home. And it costs you nothing unless I succeed. So why not give me a try? That's for Max. He gets a little excited towards the end. So again, MidwayMarketplace.com. MidwayMarketplace.com. One word, one link, and we'll open up a whole new world for you, especially if you're looking to sell your equipment. Right, guys?
Yep.
All right, Max, buddy, we're going to take care of you. And again, he's a proud sponsor. I don't know how proud he is, but he's a sponsor of Brian the Hammer Jackson Show.
Oh.
All right, here we go, everybody. We're going to go for a break, and as we go for a break, we're going to come back and read our stories, and we're going to play you little bumpers of the songs that were passed through, and we'll tell you the story of our first story of my friend Efren Valdez. The number one song that went through last Friday was called, let's see what went through. I like these girls, and I like Big Sat, and they impressed the judges very much. In fact, one of the judges got in trouble mentioning that he wants a poster. It was very funny, and they loved him. This song is called Freaking Me by Access.
P-H-I-M-E.
You're ready, boy. So the freaking me. You're saying that you're ready, boy. But I don't think you're ready, boy. I don't think you're ready, but you're saying that you're ready for the freaking me. Do you wanna see the freaking me?
I don't think you're ready, boy.
Are you ready for the freaking me?
I know you're not ready, boy.
Ready for these real big faces. Red bottles, no shoelaces. Freaks in the air, dog, I can taste it. Like a dog with a bone, I chase it. Ooh, girl, I like it so wet. Body so wet, covered up in sweat. Me and you together, we can make a mess.
Flex.
Bitch, that ain't scared to cut the check.
Never.
See you shaking like a bear on a tech.
Uh-huh.
Tell me, baby, where you wanna do it at.
Right here.
You got me hotter than a motor and a vet. Why me take off in the air like a set? Baby girl, you do it the best.
Yeah.
Let your mind free, no stress.
No stress.
Hit you from the back, car wreck.
Yeah.
I don't think you're ready, boy.
I don't think you're ready, boy.
You think that you're ready, boy.
I think you're ready, boy.
You think that you're ready, boy.
You think that you're ready, boy.
For the freaking me.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's Axis freaking me. They were passed through, and they are great. All right, here we go. We have two stories we're going to do. We're going to do one. I don't know what to do. I don't know if we should just go box office, but I do want to talk. Would anybody seen 12 Years a Slave? Anybody heard anything about it? Anybody surprised that it won the Golden Globe?
Actually, no. I mean, I heard that it was a good movie. I didn't get a chance to see it. You know, I wanted to see it.
Mm-hmm.
That was my take on it. I heard it was a good movie.
Okay. So
yeah,
that's good.
Me too.
All right, and how about you, Carrie?
I haven't really seen anything on it. I mean, I saw it back when it first came out, you know, and it just seemed like it wasn't doing very well, but I am glad to see that it's getting some of the recognition that it should.
Oh, I think so, too. I mean, when Chris Beer is our friend, you know that. And Chris came on and talked about, he was in the movie, he came on and talked about 12 Years a Slave about maybe a month ago. Ladies and gentlemen, 12 Years a Slave.
I want to ask you what part of the country you come from.
I originate from Canada. I guess where that is.
Well, I know where Canada is. I've been there myself.
Well, travel for a slave.
Solomon Northup is an expert player on the violin.
I was born a free man, lived with my family in New York.
Be good for your mother.
Until the day I was deceived.
To Solomon.
Kidnapped. Sold into slavery.
Well, boy, how you feel now?
My name is Solomon Northup. I'm a free man.
And you have no right whatsoever to detain me.
You're no free man. You're nothing but a Georgia runaway.
Went down to the River Jordan.
And that servant, the donor, shall be beaten with many stripes.
That's scripture. The condition of your laborers, it's all wrong.
They're my property.
You say that with pride.
I say it as fact.
Snake!
Man does how he pleases with his property.
You come here.
I say come here!
Days ago, I was with my family and my home. Now you tell me all is lost.
If you want to survive, do and say as little as possible.
My soul arising.
Well, I don't want to survive.
For a year of enjoy.
I want to live.
Don't you know something?
I did as instructed. There's something wrong. It's wrong with the instruction.
Master brought you here to work. Any more, I'll earn you 100 lashes.
Like to be the object of Master's lash.
No!
In his own time, good Lord, I'll manage them all.
I will survive! I will not fall into despair! I will keep myself hardy till freedom is opportune.
You know, some movies have a happy ending, so prepare. Chris told us a month or a month and a half ago, prepare, because this does not, it's not going to be a happy movie. Bring your tissue. And, you know, I thought about this. I thought about this, and it's like irony, irony, irony. It just goes around my head. People are going to see this movie and go, oh, my God, how can people treat people like this? Okay, it was a period piece. Okay, they did have slavery. That's what happened. Okay. And then we got Pastor Vision Jones being beaten because he needs medical attention and treated like this. And then we got another person who's in jail right now, Kevin Upkins, on a crime he did not commit. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. For a pastor to be beaten up because he called an ambulance and they took him there, and a security guard didn't like the way he answered a question because he was in pain and twisted his arm and was, and they beat him for this. And I don't know. Any comment?
I'm appalled that they would treat anybody that way, whether he's a pastor or not.
Yeah,
he was obviously sick.
Mhm.
Yeah.
And nobody
yeah.
deserves to be treated like an animal.
And it's so we're not going to go down that road, but I'm telling you what's happening. We will go down that road in another show and devote a lot of attention to this. I just got to be very careful because Pastor Jones, when he talks to me, he always says the same thing, Brian. And it's like, you got to think. Don't go off, you know, off half cocked. Don't get upset and angry. You got I've been thinking, and I got to remember, I cannot do something that can get him in more trouble. So if you listen to the show, we're calling live and we're demanding answers, and I want to know the truth, and it all sounds great on the radio, but you don't know what's going to happen later on, and I don't want anything to happen to this man.
So what town did this happen in, Brian? Do you know what city?
Kelly has that information. She's on assignment, but I remember he's in Georgia. I think maybe Atlanta, but don't hold me to it.
Yeah, I don't know either.
But we will get more information this week as it goes on. Well, going back to the slave, 12 Years a Slave, nobody knows much about this director. You guys want to know a little bit of something about him? You'd be surprised.
Sure.
Yeah, I'd love to know about it.
Okay, his real name is Steve Rodney McQueen. He's not from this country. He's from England. And he's a director. He's a writer. He's known for a movie called Shame that came out in 2011. Go to your YouTube and put in Shame. Now, it's not for young preteens. It's a very good movie. You know, it's kind of graphic. And Kelly's on excitement, and she just popped up on my screen, and I can't make sure you mention Marthal Bazemore as a sponsor. Oh, I tell Kelly, you need to take care of what you need to take care of, because she's taking care of something major. And she has a lot on her plate. And I said, Kelly, we got you. Can't you trust your team? We got you. She goes, no problem.
Obviously
I trust
not.
You guys.
We forgot Miss Bazemore.
Don't let her know that. I don't think she's listening.
Oh, yes, she is, or she wouldn't be saying.
No, this is her automatically thinking that I would do that. I don't think she's hearing that. She just thinks I would do that automatically. But I do. I don't know. I don't think she's really. But I did forgot to mention, she knows me so well. Yes, Miss Bazemore and her book that's in the vault, which is called. I'm just seeing if she's listening.
I'm listening. I hear you.
All right. The Vault Keeper. It is called The Elliot. Tell me Ms. Bazemore book that's in the vault. It's called?
Let's see.
The House of Elliot.
There
yeah,
you go.
The House of Elliot, yes.
The House of Elliot.
Give me a break, Brian, because I
told
you we're having bad weather.
I know.
Slow.
And please, it's in our bowl right now.
Huh?
There you go. I told you, we're really quick.
Yes.
And actually, you're doing better than I thought.
Oh, gee, thanks for the vote.
Well, you are. Hey, I forgot to mention one of our sponsors. Give me a break, kid. You're doing a lot better than me. Yes, please, go to the vault and get Marthal Bazemore book. And she is going to be a sponsor of Brian Hammer Jackson's show. It's called Robbie. There you go. No, that's fine. There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kelly, who is not listening, just in case she is. I told her, we got you, Kelly. We're your team. Okay. For 12 Years a Slave, and here's his personal. He has a big personal note here. It says, he mentions Gina. He says, he doesn't say anything much about American films. I don't think he thinks much of it. Steve McQueen, he was born here. I'm essentially quite happy, but for some reason I have done a lot of stuff that is dark. I don't know why that is. I don't question it. I don't really think you have a choice where you go as an artist. And you'll probably never hear from this guy again. But by the way Chris talks, this guy is going to be around a long time. Let's see. Something about sex in America. Blah, blah, blah. Where you go as an artist, everyone. And access has an influence on us every day, whether we're aware of it or not. Sex is being sold. Oh, he talks about sex. Question. I don't know where it is. Have a choice where you go as an artist. Access to sexual content is everywhere. and that access has influenced us on every level and every day. This is what he's saying. So tell me if you guys agree. Whether you're aware of it, whether you're aware of it or not, sex is being sold to you with your soda, your breakfast cereal, everything. I'm working on if working in film is, oh God, is behind a curtain. It's a bit Wizard of Oz-like. I admit, I was excited about Cannes when Hunger Games were launched, and that was a success, and I went to Hollywood for the first time, and my God, I was thrilled, you know, seeing the big Hollywood letters, Hollywood. But after a few drinks with people and parties, you realize it's all about rolling up your sleeves. I got on Paramount lot for the first time, and yes, I saw gladiators walking by in elephants, and then you see the scuffling and the trucks, and it's all just work. It's not what I make films for, so I wish I was still a punter. I don't know what that means in England. Going to a cinema on the weekends. Dreams are nice, but now I'm a bit back down to earth with a whole world of film and dreams that fade. I don't want to be down on it, but if I'm honest, it's very disappointing. Like when you realize there's no Father Christmas. It's all just false. I recently met some people who I looked up to and admired, and I found out they were just normal. There are no gods out there. Hey, I object to that. Oh, was that me talking loudly? Okay. Thank you, Ellen. You assume not to laugh at me and encourage me.
I was laughing. No, please. I'm not going to encourage you, Brian.
You know, you and Carrie could be mirror to each other. there are no guys out there on how similar the world of art is to film. Film is way different. When you're 20 feet tall on a massive screen and you see and you're seeing people's life played on it, it's different from a nice painting. Film is important. It can be more than a novel. It creates images of people. Have that blah 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 blah. I could never make American movies. They like happy endings. I made Shame in America, but it's not a Hollywood movie. I'm about challenging people, like properly challenging them and their assumptions. Audience make their mind up about people they see on their screen, just like they do in real life. That's what fascinates me in film. You see a character and you think, is this person different or what I assume he was? And I first, okay, I'm certainly not who people think I am. I always do whatever I want to do, and my films are personal to me. About him losing his innocence, when I realized what my country was doing, what was going on. Okay, so he's from England. I've been there in the sense of a sexual addiction, but I've been lost. Oh, that's what Shane's about. And actually, it's a dark film. Now I remember. Is it Shane or Shame? I got to get the right name. It's about these people who are sexual addicts and the torture that they go through. It's really a remarkable film. Jesus Christ, I sound like the leprechaun on the Lucky Charms. It's really quite magical and delicious. He's a screenwriter. Blah, blah, blah. So, basically he says thank you. We have some people coming in. Of course, I don't have anybody mounting the board. And when I open up the mic, I'm always surprised. Let's see who this is. 504, you're live with Brian Hammer Jackson. 504.
Hello?
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 Ellen? What's your name?
Aaron,
let's see. Aaron, it's about 9 o'clock. Aren't you supposed to be in school?
I don't feel good today.
Oh, you don't feel good today. Does your mom know you're calling into the radio show?
Actually, she's right here.
Oh, Jesus. Well, welcome to the show, Aaron. And now that I know you're listening, I will not say anything with foul language. How's that?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So that's 12 Years a Slave. And, again, Chris Berry, who worked on the film, his character named Birch, B-U-R-C-H. So when you go see the film, he's one of the first slave mean guys or masters or wranglers that you're going to encounter on the screen. Congratulations, Mr. Chris Berry. 12 Years a Slave. Everybody ready for the Hollywood now? Let's, our top 10 or top 20 for Hollywood?
Okay. Top
20,
top 10 maybe.
Okay, let's rock it. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you from Hollywood. Well, Hollywood, Arizona and Hollywood, Louisiana. Two of our best Hollywood reporters is Kerry Brooks and Robbie Cooking Stroud. We're gathering around. We're talking right now. What are we going to do? They're exchanging notes. They get it. Actually, they're deciding if they're coming on the show. Then they realize they're not getting paid. They're trying to walk out the door. And we stop them. And let's welcome them into the studio right now. Kerry Brooks and Robbie Cooking Stroud. Ladies, you ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
All right. You guys are work good together, so I'm going to listen, but let's go with number 10. Who would like to start it off?
Number 10, Anchorman 2, The Legend Continues.
Oh, okay. Okay. Kelly saw that. She loved it.
Yeah.
How much did it make over the weekend?
It made $6.1 million. Its
wow.
budget was $50 million. It's in its fourth week, and it has total gross of $118.5 million.
You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, that's
Are
the kind of way
serious?
I
think. Will Ferrell doesn't have to work a day in his life right now. And plus those Dodge Durango commercials, he doesn't have to work a day in his life now. Wow.
Wow. Yeah, wow. I'm shocked.
Wow.
Because I don't like his humor. But I guess some people do, obviously, if he made double his budget already in 4 weeks. So.
What was that film rated? What is it rated? I'm sorry, hold on. What was it rated? Yeah.
Oh, what was it rated? I'm sure it's rated R if I know. No, it's PG-13.
Yeah, because I'm saying if it was rated R, that would be remarkable. I mean, usually R-rated movies don't make that much money. It was rated PG. And let me go each one of you. Carrie, you haven't seen the film, but you have seen the commercials. What is that film marketing to? Who is it marketing to?
You don't really want me to answer that.
Yes, I really do. Because it's a success, and wherever it's marketing to, they're making a lot of money. They're going.
Morons, and
I would say they're marketing to idiots, but then, you know.
We got a, well.
A lot of them, huh?
Apparently they're working, and it's working. We got to take a note on this in the meetings. Let's get the
what?
Merchandise out there.
For... You, if you know I'm going to say that, don't ask me.
Well, no, I'm being very honest. I mean, if, usually films like that. Well, I'm glad Kelly's not here because she said she loved it. Thank you.
Oh,
yeah, she gave it a rave review, if you remember. So I would ask Robbie. Robbie, so who are they marketing film to?
I believe I said morons and teenagers.
Oh, Jesus. I was giving her a chance. Oh, my God. I just mentioned that Kelly gave it rave reviews.
Well, including Kelly. She had to have taken her teenagers to go see it, I'm sure. That's reason she saw it.
No, she actually took her family to see it.
Oh, well. I would take her family to see it.
I'm glad she's not listening. That would be a test. Nope, I don't think she's listening to me.
I haven't seen Anchor 1, so I know I'm not going to see Anchor 2.
Exactly.
Number 9. Moving on.
Paranormal Activity, the marked one. This one,
okay.
This one really gets me. It's a weekend gross of $7.3 million. It's in its second week. Get this. Budget of $5 million. And has grossed $28.5 million.
You know why? Those paranormal movies are big. I mean, people love getting scared. Okay, Aaron saw one of the paranormal movies. I think she saw Paranormal Activity 4. Something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
We have had people on this show who are ghost hunters, ghost detectives, mediums, and I believed it. And now I don't believe in ghosts anymore. And I'll tell you why.
Why?
I'll tell you why. When you have somebody, let's say like a Hitler, who have killed a lot of people, millions of people, and when he was alive, how come the ghost didn't come back and kick his ass? What I'm saying is when you have a lot of people, we can go with the people in the war days, and we can go with the leaders and the dictators and whatever, and we can go with Dick Cheney. Yes, I said Dick Cheney too. How come the ghosts are not coming and say, you know what, I'm a little pissed off at you. What about the serial killers, the rapists and everything and blah, 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 that people kill and everything? How come those spirits are saying, you know what, just a minute, Lord, I got some business to take care of right here? Nothing happens to them. If anything, I would think if somebody killed me, I'm not going away quietly. And if I'm still here on Earth, I'm sure not going to just rattle his pots and pans at 12 midnight. I'm getting that pot and pan and hit it over the guy's head. I'm going to burn his house. And if there are ghosts, do they have this power? Maybe they don't have as much power as we think they do, because if ghosts did have those powers like we see in the movies, how about those people? The last time, what was that big movie? Come on, help me out. The last big movie where those people were in the house for 6 years and it was a haunted house, it was documented with three women? You guys,
well,
you never.
Not all ghosts,
I don't know.
But what I'm saying, that even not all, when was the last time that we seen a ghost or even heard? We hear these sightings or we hear this or rumblings here, they threw this, or we see images and they go in a puff of smoke. But we have never seen a ghost. Besides, the only ghost I've seen that chased somebody around with a knife is when you go to Disneyland, you get the e-ticket, it's in the Haunted Mansion. If you really think about it, really
come to my
think,
house, Brian.
Right. Now, seriously, they had that one movie we talked about, which it's an entity, that they claimed that this woman claimed that this ghost were raping her. We've seen the movie. And this ghost followed her. But when they actually checked out this woman, they felt she was really on a lot of drugs and a lot of hallucinogenics, and she was kind of certifiable. I'm not saying there's no ghost. I'm sure there are. But how much power do they really have in this world, if there are?
Not that much.
Oh, so,
obviously,
yeah, so.
For Hitler would have been... Oh, man.
To change your mind, Brian, you have to see some major damage done by a ghost, right?
When you say major damage, what are you talking about?
I don't know. Okay, if they were murdered, you'd want to see them go murder the person that murdered them, right?
Well, I'm not saying I want to see it. I'm just saying, let's validate there are ghosts. Let's just validate there are ghosts. Now, after thinking hard about it, how much power can a ghost cause? How much damage can a ghost cause a human being into our dimension? If there are ghosts, I don't think they even have that much power. We know what Hollywood did.
Yeah.
I don't think there's many chairs going directly flying that you have to actually duck and it goes flying out the window and the window crashes.
Yeah.
I don't think ghosts have that power. I think people see visions. I think I see something in there or something will rattle or occasionally knock, knock, knock. But
Hollywood
let's just say
memorized it.
Right, and I hate to say this, and I'll say it with me. I lost my mother recently. How many of these people who are ghosts who have lost someone that they would love to come back and say, hey, Brian, I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm fine. Why does the bad ones just stick around going, you know what, can you make me a cup of coffee? And then I'll smash this or rattle this to scare you? Let's just be real. Am I correct, Robbie? Help me out.
Well, yeah, but I think that ghosts can only do so much at certain times. I don't believe that they all have the ability to come back down here. They have the ability to watch over us. And if something's important, I believe they have the ability. But I don't think that they can just come anytime they want, you know, unless they're stuck on a different plane. And it really gets complicated when you get into all of that. I don't know how to explain it to you.
Yeah, right. I agree. I'm not knocking your faith. I do believe. And I do believe in spiritual. I'm saying that. I'm not mocking it. I'm saying as the things that we hear in Hollywood and the things we hear about this and we hear about ghost hunters, and it's so hard. This is why these shows are last. I'm not knocking these shows either, but this is why these shows are so hard to really watch. It's like they always say the same thing. Did you see that? Look at my tiny little hairs on my arm. I'm telling you, if I'm in that house, I'm a ghost. He's flying 20 feet. There's not going to be little subtles of, ooh, did you feel that cool air just brush by me? It's not going to be that. And if I could, I'll be honest with you, I put myself in that situation. If I had a family and I passed suddenly in a car accident or something and my kid is there, I do believe this. I do believe if you're near death, I do believe people who have passed before you come to you. I do think you have the capability of now communicating with the other dimension. I do believe that. Because now your mind can open yourself up to that dimension. Do you guys give me credit for that?
Yeah.
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 I do, because now we're almost there. I hate to say it. You know, maybe the door is open and you're going to be able to communicate. They're all around us. I do believe they're around us. We just can't communicate. But can they harm us? I'm beginning to think they can't. My ghost better do more than just flick on a switch and annoy me in the middle of the night. I'm just saying. And I'm going too far. Carrie, what do you think about ghosts? I think they locked her in a basement, and she doesn't even know it. Get Carrie.
I had to go investigate. There was something going rattling out in my kitchen, and nobody's here except for me. So I think you're making my ghost mad. Quit talking about them.
Now, is that ghost, you think, or could that just be your house settling?
Well, it certainly settles in odd ways.
Well, yeah, paws rattling?
No, I actually didn't really figure out what that was. It sounded like somebody was standing, you know, and, like, going like this, wadding up a piece of paper.
See, Brian, talking about these ghosts and disturbed them, and they're getting mad.
Well, see, how's Carrie interpret that? I interpret it as a ghost there that couldn't use a restroom, and they're just peeing in your kitchen. Same sound.
Oh, my God. You know, I saw a ghost one time.
You actually saw a ghost?
I actually saw a ghost.
What color was his eyes?
His eyes were brown.
Really?
The house that we were living in, when I was pregnant with my son, I was home by myself. My mom and her boyfriend had gone out. And out of the corner of my eye, I saw this, he was a veteran. And I saw him walk from one room to the other. And then I found out from my mom's boyfriend that the guy had committed suicide in that house. So, and I described him to John, and he said, well, that's the guy that used to live here, and that's the guy that committed suicide. So.
Yeah, okay, how often did you see him again?
I saw him that one time.
That's right, and then he left.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he didn't do anything. You know, I was too scared to follow him and see where he went, you know, but I know he went from one bedroom to the other.
Okay, so you're in the living room, and all of a sudden the ghost decided to go into your bedroom?
Yeah.
And what time of night was this, or the morning?
It was like, I don't know, maybe 10 or 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, probably that's where he was going. He's going to sleep. Oh, 10 o'clock. He's probably looked at you going, what are you doing up? It's time to go to bed.
All I know is I was scared to death, okay?
True that. Yeah, well, I understand. Now, you were pregnant with your daughter or your son?
No, I was pregnant with my son.
Now, were you eating anything strange? Because I hear women, when they're pregnant, they have these strong, strange foods that they eat, cravings?
No, I wasn't eating anything. And the only craving that I had was those little Debbie jelly rolls and chocolate milk. And that was 2 weeks before he was born. I didn't eat weird stuff while I was pregnant with him.
Okay. Robbie, do you believe that's happened? That she actually saw the Vietnam veteran?
Well, of course I do. It's happened to me many times.
Okay, so that takes me into another area. What about all when you go to the Civil War and these battles in Virginia and all these sites, Bunker Hill, all those ghosts who died in the war and everything? You mean not one of them are going to come back? We're hearing these strange things. Not one is going to come back to you who is your loved one or your great-grandpa that says, you know, it's not so bad out there. Don't worry about me. None of them ever came back and says, don't worry about me. It's fine. Or describe what it's like being in heaven. Or if there is a heaven.
Well, yes, that has happened to me personally. And, yes, they did come back. And, yes, they are okay. And it's happened to my mother as well. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, and it's hard to talk about to someone that hasn't ever had the
right
pleasure of it, you know, of something happening to them. But it's happened to me on many occasions, several. I can count on more than one hand, and my mother as well.
Okay, so when it did come,
Everybody has the ability. They just don't know how to tap into it.
I agree 100%. I agree 100% with you, Robbie.
You just have to open yourself up and believe.
Well, like I said in the beginning, I believe that when if you're in a situation where there's a life and death situation, that you are. And it's been documented, and especially when my mother passed, she said a name that we have never heard her say, and we trace back who she was talking to. It's not uncommon for somebody to talk to somebody where you're in a situation where you're very fragile, at a fragile state. So I do think your mind can open up to another dimension. I think they are here, yes. But can a ghost harm you? Can they actually communicate? Well, Robbie just said they could. Did you actually hear a voice, Robbie? Did they actually have affliction as a human?
Well, yes, but it's not their voice that you know from Earth.
Is that their voice from Earth?
Right, it's a voice, but it's like a muffled kind of voice. It's not like the voice you would think, like, that you heard them here on Earth. It's different.
Yeah,
oh, so like listening to. Oh, so it's like listening to this show.
Yeah, sorta. Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Anyway,
so you validated.
Moving on.
Yeah. Moving on. Number six.
I believe we're only on number eight.
Number eight.
Yeah. Saving Mr. Banks.
Uh-huh.
That's Disney, Tom Hanks.
God, I wish I had that article.
6.5 million this weekend.
Really?
After 5 weeks, went to almost 69 million.
Wow.
Budget
wow.
of 35.
And you know what's amazing about that is there's really no merchandise for this. Usually when Disney come out with a movie, all this merchandise is flooded. There's hardly any merchandising in this film, and it's making a lot of money. I wonder why.
I know you think that. Okay, since it's the making of Mary Poppins, you would think that they would bring all that stuff back.
Sure.
I'm sure they are. I'm sure they will.
You know, re-release that movie, you know, bring it out of their vault and re-release it, you know, for the release of this movie.
is it time for it? You know, they bring it out every so often, you know, and then they remaster them and for sale.
I don't know.
And it just, but there's a, you know, there is a time frame on what they do. I just don't know. It may not be time for it yet.
Yeah. But
interesting.
But it just brought it out special for this movie.
Interesting. And so how much did it cost to make?
$35 million.
Hmm. And it already made
so
what? How much?
They've about doubled.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it's Disney. It's a hit.
Yeah, anything that says Disney in it is a for sure hit. Okay, number 7.
August, Osage County, with Julia Roberts, Meryl Streep.
Oh, for Christ's sake. You know, I like it better when it was called Steel Magnolia. They churn out these same crappy movies, and Julia Roberts playing them. It's beyond chic. This is mother-in-law movie. I mean, okay, first before I knock it, would any of you guys want to see it? Come on.
I would watch
Actually,
it.
Actually, I do.
Really?
Yeah.
I would watch it. I wouldn't go to the movie theater to watch it, but I will rent the video.
Yeah. I mean, it's a rentable movie, not a payable movie.
Right.
And, you know, cost to go to movies nowadays is like $12 to up to $24 to go to a movie. So, you know.
Last time we went to the movies, it cost us $100.
Exactly.
Wow.
When I take my kids, forget it. That's over $50 every time, no matter what. $50, $60, $70. And that's taking your own candy.
Yeah, I wonder if you can get a tax write-off on that. You know,
no kidding.
Hey, if you're in the right business, that is a tax write-off because it's unreimbursed expenses for your job.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not candy for your children.
That's when you go to.
Well,
Robbie, I have an idea. What you do is you pay to get in the movie, and then you look for a creepy guy, and you send your kids next to him. He'll give them candy.
Oh, true.
You like some candy, little boy?
There you go. Took care of them. Come on, kids. Time to go home.
But, Brian, you did hit it on the head here because it brought in $7.3 million this weekend, and
mm-hmm.
it's in its third week, and it's only grossed $7.8 million. So.
And why are they pushing?
They only did a limited release on that so it could be considered in the
Bingo. Bingo, because they want Julia Roberts at the Academy Awards because it brings in viewership. But you're right. It's crap.
Yeah, it had a limited opening weekend the first week, and it made $179,000.
Oh, that's horrible.
It was only in one, maybe two theaters, and that was just enough for the opening, you know, so that it could be considered for the awards.
And it was a live theater. So that wasn't five theaters. Each theater brought in $35,000.
Oh, that is embarrassing. How could Julia Roberts even show up for that? And
it was only in one theater? How many theaters
was
it
in?
That was in five theaters.
Okay, five theaters. But there might have been, you know, the ones on, God, I want to say some god-awful thing like, I want to say Wilshire Boulevard, but I think that's too big of a street to have that. You know, some off the wall something just so that they say, you know, we had a box office.
Yep, exactly.
That is, but you know what's shocking about that is that the people who starred in it, Julia Roberts and what's her name, Meryl Streep. Well, you got two star powers that could not pull in more than $12 million in 3 weeks.
$7.8 million.
Oh, that is horrible. Julia Roberts was going for, when she did Pretty Woman, she was demanding a $25 million paycheck just to appear in the movies, and she was worth it. But at Meryl Streep, you was just appearing in it. It's already worth at least $2 million for her just to appear in it, and you would think it'd be a big release. Why would they? Oh, my God. What does that tell you guys? Let's go round table.
The only reason they did that is just for awards season.
I understand that.
Considered in certain categories for awards.
I understand it.
You know, what was it? Something that came out. Oh, that stupid Under the Candelabra.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, come on, Emperor's New Clothes. I seen it. These guys are getting awards because they're playing gay guys. The story was crap. Matt Damon played such a high fairy, over-the-top fairy boy. Michael Douglas and everybody, the Hollywood darling, he became the Hollywood darling because we feel sorry for his ass. He's the one who lied that he got throat cancer for doing oral sex to a chick. And then later he had apologized that he lied about it.
He didn't lie about it. He was
yeah, he did. No, he not about that, but how he got the throat cancer, he lied. He said he got it from, because he was a sex addict, and he got it from oral sex from women. That's how he said he got it. And then later he lied about it, says, I felt so bad lying, that's not how I got it. But he blamed it on his publicist and said, my publicist said I should say it.
Well, it really, I think that Matt Damon did an excellent acting job. I think Michael Douglas did. It's very hard to play a flamboyant gay guy if you're not. I think he did an excellent job, and my mom knew those two. We lived in Vegas and Reno when I was growing up, and she have seen them many times, and she said it was the perfect spitting image of them both. So.
Really?
Okay. He did an awesome job on it.
I liked it better when it was called Ziegfeld and Roy.
But they also released that only enough last year to get it into a couple of the awards things because this year it's nominated again.
I know. I'm wondering because that was like 2 years ago, wasn't
sure
it?
That that's what they've done. The same thing they've done with this Osage County.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. It's a golden. It's a Golden Globe. Let's not talk about why. With this guy from SNL won for best new comedy and his show is being canceled. Please, let's pretend that this is an up and up contest and we're enjoying it. Okay. So how much did it pull? 7.2 million together.
Who?
Million this weekend. Yes.
Oh, this weekend. What's the total?
This week.
7.8.
That's the total?
That's the total, yeah.
Oh, my God. You can't even shoot a movie for 7.8 mil nowadays. That's called a YouTube trailer.
It doesn't have a budget listed at all, so, you know, we're...
Oh, no. Somebody pulled in a favor. But you know what's even more important about this? Forget that. Is that Meryl Streep does not have the name to draw anymore. This is what's important here. A lot of people will go to a movie because John Wayne's name's in it. Clark Gable. Betty Davis. You know what I'm talking about, Mama.
Yeah.
If you get Betty Davis in there, Lauren Bacall, Bogart, I mean, you can go on and on. You don't care what the movie is. You know it's going to be a good movie. Some people think Tom Cruise. You know what kind of movie you're getting in it. Sylvester Stallone? Okay, forget that. But when you got Meryl Streep, you would think that it would just pull with her name on it, wouldn't you think?
Well, I still think that the content of the movie has a lot to do with it.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I bet you a lot of you ladies would watch it if it was on Lifetime Channel because of the names. You don't care about the content. You would still look at it.
Exactly.
I
gotta go. Hang on.
Bye. Wow, when she
all
goes,
right,
she
so
goes.
That's fine. Number 6, The Hobbit of Desolation of Smile.
Yeah.
Oh, it is in its fifth week. This week it brought in $8 million. Total is $242.2 million.
It could not be the acting because the acting stinks.
It's all fantasy. Just a way to get away. I saw it. I took my son to see it.
And
it was good. I was pissed off at the ending, but it was good.
Excuse me. Who do you think they're marketing The Hobbit to? What kind of people, Robbie?
It's teenagers and the gamers and
sci-fi.
Yeah, sci-fi. Those are the people that like Doctor Who and all that.
Right, the Comic-Con group, the comic people who go to those comic book conventions. Okay. Number, where are we at, four?
No, we're on number five.
Number five.
American Hustle.
Wait, is that Carrie again?
Hey, I had my doctor called. I had to answer it.
Oh, I thought you left. Oh.
Well, no, I said hang on.
Oh, what did your doctor say?
Well, I'm not going to tell you.
Yes, you are.
Oh,
is it personal stuff?
Of course.
What do you say? All right, number five.
American Hustle.
Go ahead, Karen.
Okay.
All
right. 8.6 million this past weekend. Been out for 5 weeks. No, actually, oh, wait a minute. Yeah, it's been out for 5 weeks. It was number five last week, number five this week. $40 million budget, and it's at $101.5 million.
Really? Wow. Wow. What is that rated? What's that rated?
I would say it's R. Yeah, R.
And it pulled in that much money. That's pretty damn good for R. R usually doesn't pull in that much money.
Well, yeah, but when you see who's in it, I mean, it's got Christian Bale and Bradley Cooper, Amy Adams, Jennifer Lawrence. I mean, it's just...
I haven't seen it, but I like the original called The Sting with Robert Redford and Paul Newman.
I mean,
how many times we can remake these movies, but just with different actors, and we call it new? Okay. Well, it's making money. And does anybody really take Bradley Cooper as an actor seriously?
Hell no. I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm way too old school for that.
Yeah, I love Matthew McConaughey, but isn't he overplayed? I mean, he's in everything. He's on an HBO new series that's coming out. I forgot what it's called. He's going to be starring in that.
True Detectives.
Yeah.
And one of my actors was in it last night too. So, go Lock and Lola.
Let's mention Lock and Lola. Robbie, Cooking the Stroud. That's how I remember Robbie. Cook Stroud is also the president of one of the largest agencies in Louisiana called Lacanola, and one of her talent was in that production, right, Robbie?
Yes, she was in it last night. Jennifer Dawson, she was one of the people that were being interviewed about the girl. She's the one that talked about the dove hunting. I don't know if you saw it, but yeah, she was in it last night, so I'm real proud of that. We have another. Chris Worlds was in another one last night. He's a detective, a major detective. Plus, we have somebody on national tour from Anne of La Mancha. So it looks like this is going to be a breakout year for Lacanola. We're in Los Angeles and New Orleans.
Bobby,
and that's how we came up with Lacanola.
Was that the pilot episode last night?
Yes, it was.
Was it? Okay, because Erin was in the pilot episode. She played the little dead child that they took pictures of. Or they showed her picture.
Oh, the Fontenot girl?
Huh?
The Fontenot girl? The little Fontenot girl was her name?
I guess. I don't know. They didn't tell me which, you know, they just said that she was going to be in the pilot episode. You know, the very...
Yeah, that was last night. They had a little girl that was, I think, 10 that was dead.
Yeah, that was her.
It was a flash. Well, good for you, Erin.
Oh, she hung up. She went to lay down again. She's really not feeling good.
Aww.
Oh. Okay. All right, so number four. I didn't even know The Legend of Hercules was coming out, but here it is.
For Christ's sake. Oh, for Christ's sake. You're going to make me. I'm barely.
About, you
know who played the best Hercules?
Oh, I'm barely holding in my cookies. I had no idea this was going to be a surprise. Everybody.
I thought it was kind of funny, actually, because, you know, I'm friends with Kevin Sorbo, who played Hercules, so.
Kevin Sorbo played the best Hercules, the original.
I love Kevin Sorbo.
I thought that was kind of funny. I didn't know there was a movie coming out either.
I never heard of it about coming out anyway. But anyway, in its first week, it made $8.6 million. It has a $70 million budget, and it brought in $8 million in its first week. So I would say that's not going to do so well.
No, they're knocking
right.
It. They're laughing. The critics are laughing at it. In fact, they would not let the critics look at the movie when it was coming out. And they're mocking it. And the funny thing about it is everybody is waiting for The Rock. He's coming out playing Hercules next month, I think. He's playing Hercules.
Who?
The Rock.
Dwayne Johnson.
Oh. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, The Rock.
Yes, The Rock. Hey, wait a minute. Let's see if we have a surprise person. Hold on. We always have a mystery. Mystery person, you're live on the air. Please state your name.
This is Kelly.
Welcome, Kelly.
Hi.
Kelly, I'm telling on them, and I want you to punish them very badly.
For what?
I don't know. They're going to think I did something. I'm just telling you right now, whatever they say, it didn't happen.
Okay.
Welcome back, And thank you. And I'm just trying. We laughed at you because how dare you think that I would not mention Miss Myrtle Bazemore.
Oh, good. Thank you.
You're welcome. I would never did it. Shame, shame, shame on you. Have more faith in me. Welcome. No, you shouldn't have because thank you because I did forget.
Oh, okay. Well, I could only stay a minute. I just thought I'd call in and see what was going on.
Well, I told everybody that you're really working on something really major and our heart's in it, and we're going to make you proud. And we're just hanging in and doing the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing as good as could be.
I know. Everybody, Kelly Corbin here. And Kelly, we're telling you what a fantastic job it was Friday. We had a great job. But the music show.
It was awesome. It was awesome. I really enjoyed it.
I did too.
I enjoyed all the music. I enjoyed the judges. It was awesome.
And you're going to love what Ellen is doing for the store.
I've got lots of ideas to bring in new sponsors and new vendors and have a variety of different products in the store. So
awesome. Yeah, that store can do a lot, and it always has been able to do a lot. It's just no one's had the time to put into it to do it, to make it a success. But it definitely should be our biggest seller on the website.
Kelly, what you did with what's on your plate, I hate it when you're humble. I really do. What's on your plate and you still manage to get it to where it is remarkable, Kelly.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
And you left a plate for Ellen to put her specialty on it, and you got the music up. You did a lot. You did a lot for the store. Now you have to let somebody impress you.
Well, I'm excited to see it. I'll take a look at it later this afternoon when I get a chance. I'll be sure and take a look.
Okay. Before you go, was there something we were talking about? Wait a minute. Okay, let's go on because Carrie has a doctor's appointment, and she has a very serious fatality illness, so we have to make sure she finishes the rest of the top 10. Continue, Death Child. I mean, Carrie.
I think I'll laugh through that anyway.
What?
I said, I think I'll last until the end of that anyway.
Well, hey, I know you're a doctor and you're fine.
Number three, The Wolf of Wall Street.
Now, that's what I want to see. finally a movie that I could take the kids and the family.
Yeah, right. Should be rated X. It is porno.
Well, to porno to some is like a high PG rating.
Family fair,
hey,
right?
It depends. You know what's on your TV? Did you ever watch some of these HBOs? Have anybody seen the Game of Thrones? And you tell me that's not porn.
I've never
seen some
it.
Of these.
I don't know if it's
oh
porn
my
or...
God! Yeah, some of these shows that you go, these HBO shows in Showtime, and they're posing as regular movies. And I'm telling you, we've been watching porn, and they haven't been saying what it is. I mean, they'll put that M in there for maturity. I'm not even mature enough to look at some of those things. I think we have been desensitized on what we're watching and how they're slipping things in. Just because it has a story, we're thinking it's not porn, not necessarily true.
Well, that's why
Fine.
They put them on those stations, because they can't play them anywhere else.
I know, but we're so desensitized of it. I mean, Steve McQueen is right. It's like, you know, it's like sex sells everything. We're just so, I think we're so desensitized of it. I mean, we don't care about Miley Cyrus's twerking. I mean, that's a stripper move. That's a stripper move. When I was 18, I saw the same stripper do it. It's nothing new.
I
they
mean,
just put a different.
You need to watch the shows on CBS. I mean, like Two Broke Girls and
Two Broke Girls is another. Let me tell
one.
You something about Two Broke Girls.
Two and a Half Men, okay?
No, the Big Bang Theory.
Well, I watch
I don't
all
think
of
that's
those,
sexual.
But the ones that get me are, you know, like I said, Two Broke Girls and Two and a Half Men. Those are the ones that get me. They blatantly talk about sex every episode. I have to chase Aaron out of the room. You shouldn't be watching this because of the content that they're talking about.
And you're right. There was a one. What's that one with? I hate the show. It's the worst show ever. Kelly, if you have to leave, say you have to leave because I want to say goodbye to you. And I'm so glad you came in.
Well, thank you.
What was that
yeah,
one? With, is
long.
It called The Two Moms? Okay. Anybody seen it? The Two Moms. New comedy series? Anybody?
Oh, you're talking
about
Mom?
I don't know what one you're talking about. You're talking about the one with
Allison Jenning or something
Allison
from West Wing?
Jenny. Yeah, it's called Mom.
It's called
Mom.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that comes
on tonight. Said Two Broke
too.
Girls, I cut Two Broke Moms. Okay, Mom. These damn shows. I was watching that one time, and it came on at 9 p.m. I'm not kidding. It was telling, the family is very open. I mean, there's the single mother. Of course, she has the daughter who is pregnant now, and she looks like she's like 17 or 18.
Yeah,
and
she's
16. How old is she?
16.
She's pregnant at 16 on the show?
Mm-hmm.
And,
well,
and then she's
really pregnant, but, you know, that's the character that they have her playing.
Yeah, and her boyfriend is kind of like a really doofus guy. Did you ever notice a theme now on TV that the guys are usually playing doofuses, all of them now? But anyway, let's go forget that. So it shows this one scene I was watching. I don't usually watch these shows. So the mother hasn't dated in a while, and she meets this guy, and she gets all dressed in the car. Then they decide to go to a hotel, and then she makes excuses. She's not ready for it, so she comes home, and the mother, Allison Jenning, is that her name?
Allison Janney.
Yeah.
Janney,
Allison.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So the mother comes in the kitchen, and she sees Allison there, and Allison says, "How was the day?" And she goes, "Well, it didn't go well." And the mother reaches in her pocketbook, her purse. God, how dated I did, pocketbook. She reaches in her purse, and she pulls out this little box. And then she puts the box on the table, and all of a sudden you hear the box go across the table, go like, you know what was in the box.
Yeah.
And they both stared at it, and the mother looked at her and says, "Mom," she goes, "Well," and she goes, "Thank you very much." Took the box. She goes, "I'm going to be in the bathroom for a while." That's exactly what she said. If anybody saw that episode.
Yeah, I saw that episode, but I thought it was funny.
But how? But they,
I didn't
but
see
the,
it, but I like, you know, Allison Janney, actually, I never thought was a comedic actress, but she's wonderful in that show.
Yeah, she's funny. They're both funny.
But
like
it's too far over the... But it's nothing but sex. It's porn. It was one.
Well, all
they
do is talk about it, and if you don't know what they're talking about, then you don't know. So.
Well, how about the time when I saw two broke girls when she was in a bathtub using it, and the other girl walked in on her? There was an episode of that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I didn't see that.
And,
okay, don't forget Two and a Half Men when they're always talking about, you know, the male genitalia, okay?
Right.
You know, I mean, the woman that's supposed to be playing Charlie, you know, Charlie Sheen's dead daughter on the show, or daughter on the show, she told Sheldon, you know, why don't you grow a pair, or if you can't, you know, go pull some out of my purse, or go pull some out of my closet or something like that.
I mean, I hate that show now. I hate that show. They're making a guy more queer. I mean, if they're going to write a gay, if he's going to be gay, I mean, Alan, it's just his character is just driving me up the frickin' wall. It's just too over the top. And that
well,
new,
I don't
that,
like Amber Tamblyn in that role at all.
Yeah,
I mean,
that one, their daughter who's supposed to be the gay dyke.
Yeah, that's just fucking awful.
I mean,
yeah, it is awful. I saw the one where Wonder Woman was on her and everything, and that towards the end she banged them both and they're kissing her as they're leaving the house. I'm saying, this is really, come on. Don't you think we're integrated? I'm not homophobic. I'm not. But don't you think this gay thing is putting down our throats too many times?
You think?
Yeah, they're kind of pushing it. And, you know, because every show you look at, they have somebody that's either, you know, gay or lesbian or, you know, or trying to figure out what they are.
It's just being put. Kelly has to go back, and now she has to go back and go into a meeting, everybody. Kelly, it's not the same without you. Get your business done.
I sure hope so.
Get it done.
Be back. Yep.
Well, in the meantime, we'll hold
and
down the fort.
Thank you guys for helping out in the meantime, yeah.
Your troops love you. Where is you guys going to go? Bye, Kelly. Where's any of that?
Bye, Kelly.
Thank you. The
was
new one.
I to be done.
Oh, I'm done.
Yeah, we were waiting for you, Brian. We don't want to step on your, you know, your conversation.
I'm glad you said conversation. Thank you.
What do you want me to say? Your toes?
Nothing. Yes.
Oh, okay.
I'm
Are
done.
You bragging, Brian?
No. Kelly, thank you so much for coming in. And
thank you.
When you have that meeting, I'll try to call that meeting after the show and see how it's going.
Okay.
And everything. It's not the same without you.
No, Kelly, we're used to hearing your voice every day.
Yeah, I would think people were tired of that.
No,
because they know the alternative is me. That's what they're not saying.
Yeah. And Aaron wanted me to tell you hi, Kelly. She's home from school today. She's not feeling good.
Oh, tell her hi, and I hope she feels better real soon. She got the flu bug like everybody else?
I don't know what she's got. She had a fever last night. She said her stomach was hurting. She has the sniffles, and, you know, she's coughing. Her throat was hurting. So, I don't know. Hopefully she gets over it.
Yeah. Well, I hope she feels better.
Thank you.
We'll probably have some good news for you later on today, Kelly.
Awesome. I'm excited. I can't wait to hear from you.
We should have some good news. I mean, we're doing really good. You should be proud of your team. I mean, Robbie is just going unbelievable. If you listen to, if you just put your head to Ellen's mouth, you can hear the ideas just mumbling through you. It's really good.
Yeah.
She whispers
okay.
them.
You're going to be
all right,
pal.
Awesome. I'm excited. So thank you guys for filling in the gap while I'm gone for a little bit here.
Talk to you later, Kelly. Good luck.
Bye, Kelly. Right.
Bye. Take care.
All right, kiddo. We're going to talk to you in a little while.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, kiddo. Okay, what are we at, number four or number three?
Number three.
Two?
Okay.
Two, Frozen.
Okay, I have nothing to say about that, but I just want to be shocked at the total.
Well, it did 15,000 this week. It's been out for 8 weeks. Had a budget of 150,000, and they're at 317.6 million already.
Can you fathom that? Can you Can you really fathom that? That much money on a cartoon?
Yes.
Well, this is the first week that it hasn't been number one for. It was number one for 7 weeks. This week it's number two, so it's still going strong.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean, who's coming close? You know what? I can't wait to come out. What do you guys think about that? Come on. There's a movie coming out. Help me out. John, with the Rector spy thing. Help me out.
John
the series. No, Rector, the spy guy, the book, the novel. Okay,
oh,
the,
Ryan. You're talking
Jack
about.
Jack Ryan. The shadow of Jack Ryan. Yeah.
Yeah, Jack Ryan. Yeah,
what do you think?
You know, that just doesn't look good.
It's like the same old Hollywood story, huh?
Well, you know, after you've seen, you know, some of the ones that, you know, Harrison Ford played Jack Ryan and then somebody,
exactly.
You know. Exactly. Like, yeah.
Matt Damien. Didn't Matt Damien play Jack Ryan?
I don't think he did. But.
Yeah, I think he did. I think Matt Damien was Jack Ryan, wasn't he? Okay, forget it. Okay.
Oh, but you know what movie I want to see? I want to see Shadow Recruit with Kevin Costner.
That's what we're talking about.
Oh, that's the one you're talking about? I thought you were talking about something else.
No, that's a Jack Ryan thing we're talking about, you guys, right? That's the character. Jack Ryan's in that one. Shadow Recruit.
Oh, okay.
All right, so... Next one, number one.
Lone Survivor.
Okay, let's take a test. Ellen?
Uh-huh.
10 people go on to a mission, and the movie's called Lone Survivor. How many people survive?
One.
Okay, just checking. Okay. Carrie cheated.
I mean, lone usually means one.
I know, I'm just checking.
That's
we
how you
do.
Look at it, you know?
I'm just saying, I want everybody to know how smart we hire people. They do, you know.
Well, I may be a blonde, but I'm not, never mind. I'll be nice.
So, did you think the movie blew it by having that title, Robbie? Did Hollywood mess it up by having that title?
No, I don't think so. I mean,
really?
It's going strong.
I know, but it messed it up for me. Lone Survivor. As soon as you go in there, you see 10 guys, and they're supposed to be based off of a true story of our Navy SEALs. They go to a mission in Afghanistan. And you already seen the 10 personalities, and they're laughing and everything, and you know the movie's called The Lone Survivor. I mean, now what do you do?
You want it titled Who Will Survive?
No, I just don't want a title to throw away the movie. You already know the last survivor is going to be, what's his name? Marky Mark guy.
Mark Wahlberg.
You know he's the guy who's going to survive. You even see it in the trailer. Did they mess it up? I go think about it again. Did they mess it up knowing that he's the only one in the trailer saying, I'm the only one going home? And the movie's called The Lone Survivor. I'm going to pay $25 to know that how these other guys die? Did it mess up my movie?
Yep.
I mean, who marketed this? This is so stupid.
Well, it made $38.5 million this weekend. It can't be that stupid.
No, that's not necessarily true. It could have made $75 million if people didn't know all these people were going to die. I mean, for me, I will not spend my $24 or my $14 knowing that when I go, how am I going to get engaged with these characters when I first eat my popcorn and they're singing, we get the backstory of them and they like them, and we know they're going to be dead already. It's like I already seen the movie, don't you think?
You're weird, Brian.
No, I'm just saying, how can I invest in these characters? Like, say, we already know that Dorothy was going to get killed on the way to Oz because before she reaches it, a big tornado sweeps it away, and you know it's going to be a sad movie. Would you still buy it? Would you still go watch her?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, you guys are sick puppies. All right. Total?
$38.5 million total. It's in its third week, and it's gross is $38.8 million.
Yeah,
so
it's another one that they released to get into the, you know, for nominations and the awards thing, but it's not actually on full release yet. This
right.
was probably
mm-hmm.
for the first
only
weekend. It was open to a broad market.
Yeah, it was released in only theaters the first week.
Well, why don't we just retitle all movies? Why don't I say Bambi, Wish You Were Alive, new Walt Disney movie, come watch it.
Bambi is
alive.
I mean,
why don't we just... No, Bambi died. Oh, no, the mother.
Uh-huh. Bambi
okay.
died.
Yeah, the mother died. She froze.
The mother died.
Trying to keep Bambi from freezing.
Okay, I'm sorry. Let's try one more time. Old Yeller, we wish you well in hell. Let's go see it.
Well, Old Yeller didn't go to hell. They went to heaven.
No, they didn't tell you that.
But he was a good dog, so you know he did.
But the surprise of it is you didn't know Old Yeller were going to die. Especially in a Walt Disney movie. I still say the marketing was bad. The name of the movie was horrible. The trailer tells you everything was going on with the movie. And I don't know how I could spend my money, invest in my characters, knowing that they're going to die unless I find out, unless I invest and see, well, it must be cool how they died. I'm just thinking the trailer I'm seeing, you know Mark Wahlberg is the last guy. You know this is based on a real movie, I mean, a real thing that happened. So apparently Mark Wahlberg didn't die because if he died, nobody wrote the apparent real script of what happened, what's going on there. I completely got screwed up with the movie. Am I the only one?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. Robbie's usually on my site. Robbie, come on.
I'm sorry.
Robbie, okay, $3, you're right. $5, you're right, I may. $7, I may see it. For $14 or $24, you're saying that's a $24 movie?
No, I'm not saying that. That is, you're right. You're right there. I would not pay money to go see it, but I will see it when it comes out on DVD.
I
would too.
Movie.
But for, let's just go for $15, let's say you had to pay $15 to see this movie. Would you pay is the marketing horrible to pay $15 to see this movie and the title? Does that mess up your movie why you would not pay $15?
No.
Really? Okay. I would think because of how, I know that Mark Wahlberg is going to be the last one. Of course, he's going to make it. He's alive. It's not going to be any surprise because it's based on a true story. So he had to be the character who wrote the story. Everybody's going to die. And they're in Afghanistan. What more do I need to know? And the trailer is very horrible because it's detailed. You can almost put it together. And I'm going to spend $15 for what? I'd rather spend $7 for the book and call it a night. All right, enough of me going on. Okay, I'm the only one. Okay, fine. I mean, I'm fine. I'm just pissed off how they named the movie, how they marketed it in the trailer, because I really want to see it, but I'm really disappointed about this. It's the worst thing. Fine. I'm not going to see it. So how much did it cost to make?
$40 million.
Okay, that's about decent.
They only
needed,
less than $2 million to make their budget, and it was the first week of, you know, all out release, so they'll do it.
Oh, they'll make it. I mean, it's not going to be a tremendous success. I think it'll probably make more money in DVD. But then we always assume that the movie's going to go to DVD and they're going to make all their money back. It depends on what kind of distribution deal they made nowadays with Netflix, and Blockbuster's not really a big guy in there. So now they're dealing with Redbox and Netflix, and Netflix is not really doing so well. They're going basically on their own promotions. So can we assume that they're going to make big money? Maybe they're getting 5 cents after each rental. Maybe
they'll
I'm thinking
run
too.
It'll be worth it.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. Well, sorry that I pooped on you guys' party, but I'm just saying that marketing is everything, and if you title a film The Lone Survivor, everybody knows. Okay, just forget it. I don't want to spoil the ending for anybody.
Yeah. Well, come on. All right,
everybody.
You know how they did it. You know how. You don't want to know how they did it. You can't tell me you want to know.
What I'm saying is, I could not invest in the characters, knowing that they're going to probably which page of the script that they're going to be bumped off. I want to root for them. I want them in there and in the jungle. I'm hoping that they get out. Maybe I want to be surprised at which one doesn't make it. I want to get swept up in the story.
Well, have you actually seen it? Maybe he's not the one that survives.
Well, I'm going to put it to you this way. It's called The Lone Survivor. And the only person that's on the trailer is Marky Mark.
Well, that's because he's the only name that's a draw to it.
Okay,
that's he's playing the part that's going to be the only one that survives.
Okay, let's put it together. He's the only one I see on the trailer. He's the only one that's on the talk shows that's really promoting the movie. He's the only name on it. Let me see.
Is he a producer?
I don't know. I don't know who's he involved with.
I think he did produce it.
So you're telling me he's not the lone survivor?
I didn't say that. I said, how do you know? He may not be. He's
because
in the movie, but it could be that he's part of the production team, too, you know, that's doing the media blitz on it. I mean, are you going to go and look at it if you see somebody named Taylor Kitsch? I don't even know who that is.
You know what? I would. I would prefer a no-name star in that particular role. In that particular story, because it's based on a true story. For instance, I'll tell you the same thing. The Tuskegee Airmen. Anybody seen the Tuskegee Airmen?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Wasn't that cool? I mean, you didn't know who was going to survive. You knew the story, but you did not know who was going to die, if they were going to make it through flight school. And when they did their battles, you never knew. And when somebody got shot down, you were kind of surprised, weren't you?
Well, maybe.
Jeez, I can't sell you anything. You could be in the desert. You're determined. You're like a Republican against Obama. And there's nothing I can say to you that you're going to say, yeah, sure. There's nothing. Well, maybe. I give up.
See, I'm not predictable, just like maybe this movie is. Maybe you predicted it the wrong way.
Well, I like your optimism. I like you're an optimist, you know? I mean, with a movie like called Lone Survivor, you're thinking maybe more than one survived.
No, that's not what I said. You're saying that it was actually just the one person. You know, they have to be Mark Wahlberg. Well, maybe, you know, he's in it, but maybe he's not the one that actually survived.
Okay, so I'll buy the ticket to make sure to see if he survives or not. Is that a selling point?
There you go.
Well, you're kidding me, right? Carrie.
Hey, just give up.
You're kidding me.
Go see the movie, Brian.
Yeah, go see the movie.
You know what? Arguing, debating with Carrie, you know what? I think I will see it just to prove that he is the survivor.
Okay, there you go. Go for it.
Heard her wizardry. Well, everybody, that's our thing. That's Hollywood reporting. And I want to thank Carrie Brooks and, of course, Robbie Cook-Stroud. We got 6 minutes to go here, and the second half was supposed to be in the music. And I was supposed to play us out each time. But at this point, I'm going to take a break because we have our sponsors. Did I mention Midway Marketplace? Well, no. Well, I will mention it again. Midway Marketplace, helping people buy, sell, and trade their new and used amusement, concessions, equipment, confections, anything. If you have a hot dog stand up to restaurant equipment to amusement equipment and the confections, take it to Max. Put it up on his website and let him list it for you. That's MidwayMarketplace.com. One word, MidwayMarketplace.com. The man buys, sells, and used equipment. It doesn't cost you anything to go to a website. So, did you guys hear the bad thing? The bad thing about eBay? People are getting really pissed off. People are getting really sick. I'm going to tell you something that rips off this country. I don't mind dipping, but double dipping and triple dipping pisses me off. And you know who does that?
Let me guess, eBay.
Exactly. How did you know? I'm going there. Exactly. How dare they? Has anybody done business with eBay lately? Oh, my God.
I've never done business with them because I don't want to get ripped off to begin with, so.
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable. How about you, Robbie?
I've used eBay, yes.
And how do you feel about doing business with eBay?
Well, I have been a buyer on eBay, and I wasn't double-dipped. You know, I guess it's the sellers that are the ones that get screwed, the way I look at it.
I don't know. Did you use your PayPal account to buy items on eBay?
Yes.
Then you were double-dipped.
I was not charged anything.
You were double-dipped. And that's what I'm trying to say. And people don't know how they're getting ripped off. eBay and PayPal are the same company. They're the same company.
Yeah.
So when and then I tried to list something on eBay, and in fact, they charged me to list something on eBay. There's some rules that they changed. And if you buy anything on eBay, first of all, eBay gets a commission on what you're selling. That's number one. If you put up anything, eBay will get a commission on if it's sold. Am I correct?
Yes, but I'm not selling. I was buying.
Okay, I understand. And eBay entices you to use their system, which is PayPal, which is their system. So now, and once you use their system PayPal, they will also charge you for using their system PayPal. Do you know that? They still do that. So, for instance, if you were going to send me $40 in PayPal, Carrie, by the time it gets to my account, it won't be $40. It'll be like maybe $37. eBay will take their cut. PayPal will take their cut. God forbid if you're going to transfer that money to somebody else, each time you transfer the money, PayPal takes their cut.
Well, see, I had to tell you something, Brian. Okay, that's only if you use your credit card. But if it goes through your bank account or if you have money in your PayPal account, you don't get charged a fee. It goes straight through. They take it out of your balance.
Your credit card balance.
No, your PayPal balance.
Who was it that I sent? Robbie, it was. There was some business that I sent something to Robbie. And it was a very small amount.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to pay, since Robbie had a PayPal account, I said, okay, let's go through there. The amount that I was going to charge her, PayPal, for me using my PayPal, they were going to charge me an extra 75 cents to send to her. And I'm thinking, why are you charging me this? Because I use PayPal all the time. She's a PayPal thing. But they're going to charge me. And since I didn't have it in my PayPal account, they charged my bank account.
Yeah.
Anyway, do we all agree? I mean, it's cost of business, right? It's just business. We chalk it up, right?
Yep.
But if you go to the vault, if you go to the vault, you don't have to put up with that crap. We're not going to double dip you.
Nope.
At MVP.com, MVPOnDemand.com.
Yep.
You're lucky we even pay attention to you. I'm only kidding. Carrie hates it when I talk more than that. Carrie hates it. She goes, why do you keep saying stupid stuff?
We build us up, you tear us down.
I know.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
That's the new one here. You're not supposed to.
I know.
You're supposed to build me up and give me confidence.
I know. Ellen's working her ass off and everything. What was it? You're lucky we even paid attention to you. That brings us to the vault. Let me tell you something. You just heard the person who is our vault keeper, the keeper of the vault, Ellen.
Mm-hmm.
Your products are going to be, you haven't seen what we're going to do. Again, we're going to be the hub of independent movies and the hub of independent music. And not only that, Ellen's here to expand us to vendors and creative person home business sales. This is what her job is. She goes in to expand us to the marketing public and make us bigger and better. Eventually, my vision was almost like it's going to be Netflix with movies and music. Her vision is saying, that's nice, Brian. Get the hell out of my store. Security will walk you out. Because my vision is, yes, but I'm going to put more items in there. I'm going to put specials in there, coupons in there, gift certificates in there. And we're going to open it up to vendors and private parties and people who are raising money, trying to raise money for a foundation, and they can put stuff in there, and what they sell can help go to charity. And, I mean, is that your vision, Ellen?
Yes. Yep. It's that and more.
I know, and working with, and Kelly's working on a huge project for us right now, and I need all of her attention on that project. So Robbie and Ellen are together, and with Robbie's with Lacanola, and Lacanola is going crazy. Louisiana, if you're in Louisiana, you're an actor, musician, or whatever, you're not with Lacanola, you're not in the business. And you have not even seen Carrie's work. Carrie's work is so good. And more and more sponsors, and we're coming up next month. We have people who are ready to do voiceover for your work. We have Carrie, who is positioned, who already has us ready to go in 25, June 25th, with her camera crew and production ready to go, ready to roll. She also may have a little time to do a commercial for you. It's just so much talent that it just boggles my mind. Right, Robbie?
Exactly.
There's a photographer. I'm not even going to mention his name. And, Ellen, don't mention his name. Have you talked to him?
No, I'm going to be working on that today. That's after the show. I'm going to be sitting down, you know, trying to get in touch with all these people that I'm interested in approaching, and hopefully they'll like what I'm selling them. And
well, you know, see, this is why nice people like Ellen and Robbie and Carrie and Kelly are around. They're saying, I hope they like what we do. We really hope they like it. I hope I like them to let them even do business with us. This is why I'm not allowed to talk to people. And Ellen just came on, and she's already taken her. Yeah, I should stay away. But Ellen came on, and she's already conducting her first meeting. And I have a meeting with Carrie that I'm not really looking forward to.
I bet she'd rather be me. It would suck to be you, Brian.
Oh yeah, no. It's like a teacher with a ruler, and I'm an unruly kid, and she snaps that ruler every time I say something stupid, and it gets to a point where there's no talking at all, and I have to just listen to her.
But
she gets it done. She gets it done. She knows exactly what to do. And she is so excited about June 25th with our first IWMA Awards, the Independent World of Music Awards. Right, Carrie? And I said this.
Yes,
we got 10 minutes.
I need to go because we're kind of out of time, and I got a couple of things that I need to do. So I am ready for our meeting.
I'm not. I'm good. Well, I think Robbie wrote me a note. But really quickly before you go, tell us some of the things that we're going to be talking about in the meeting. Seriously, I told her, I said, you know, I want to hear some of the things. What do we need to do for this meeting, Carrie, that you demand?
We are going to decide what the exact categories are for our music awards show so that when the people come on and showcase their music, you know which category to go and vote for it so that they can win in the appropriate category for the award show.
That's right. And the timing of it, we already know it's down 52, 59 seconds. Where, I mean, Carrie is just knocking it down. We got this amount of time for this space. Are we going to need a team, Carrie?
I've already got the team for that.
What team do we have? Just
my
in case somebody's
team, my production team.
There's a person out there, Carrie says, and I was talking to Carrie, we already got the production team. Carrie says, we need a marketing and promotional team. And I said, well, I'm looking at, oh, what did you say? We got to get a media kit. Come on, what were you talking to me about? We need a press kit right away. Is that what you're
press,
yelling at me about?
Press releases out to all of the any and all press websites of any kind to get the word out across the country for the independent artists to, you know, be able to call in and submit their stuff for the contest or for
okay,
the...
Okay, watch how good we are. Watch how good we are, Carrie, because I know you got to go. Robbie, what should be in that press kit? Exactly. You see, Carrie? And that's exactly what we have right now.
See, and that's why we need to have a meeting.
That's why we need to have the meeting. Okay, I'll be there.
Hey, look, I'm sorry I was on mute. But Dr. Mail takes care of all our EPK packages, so she's an expert on it. So if y'all need her in the meeting, just let me know.
There you go. Now, Carrie, before she goes, tell Robbie what we need in a press kit, and then we'll make sure Dr. Mel can see if she can do it.
Well, the thing is we got to have our meeting to get the information to put into the thing to notify her to tell her what we need in the press release.
That seemed plain and simple there, so pass it on to Dr. Mel. Let's get it hopping.
Okay.
Jeez. Robbie, you did not help me get out of the meeting. I owe you.
Well, you
all
know,
right.
You know,
okay. I will. I'll get everything together. I'll get everything together, Robbie, with Carrie, and then I'll send it to you in an inbox, and Dr. Mel can take a look over it, see what we need to do. If there's anything that we're missing, I'll give it back to Carrie, and we'll get me make sure it's tight. How's that?
Yes, plan.
Okay. And why do you guys need me at all? You guys did it.
That's what we keep saying, but you just keep popping up.
You just keep coming back. You're like a lost little puppy dog that keeps coming back.
Jesus.
You're like a little kid.
Hey, you
eat it
you
once.
You
asked.
Yeah, but once I was going to think I'd get something nice. Carrie Brooks, you got to go. Make some magic. Thank
yes,
you, Carrie
I
Brooks.
Go.
I will be at the meeting at 11:30. Thank you so much, and thank you for the report.
You need at 11:30. It's 12 o'clock now.
No, 11:30 my
oh,
time,
right.
Kid.
You're in a place.
Yeah, you're an hour ahead of me. So 35 minutes, I'll give you a call. And after
right.
we get everything situated, we may have to have a three-way call with Robbie, and then after that situation, we may have a four-way call with Mel. After that situation, we may have a five-way call with Ellen.
Hey.
Because she is a writer.
Yes.
You don't
yeah,
want to
I
see me
with any of this stuff.
You don't want me to write it up, trust me. You ever see me type? Enough said.
I mean, Brian.
Smell them.
I know.
Are you the little hen infecting?
I'm just I think I'm dyslexic. I don't know where to put the L's and the Y's and the T's.
Dyslexia
all right.
has something to do with D's and B's.
It could be. It could be.
Okay,
all right, so
bye.
I'll see bye, kiddo. I'll see you at the meeting. We're going to take a quick break, and there's another song that was passed through. In fact, we're going to tell the story. So, Mama, here's what happened. We have a good friend. His name is Efren Valdez. He was first up. Crossing my fingers, everything's going to go, and we're going to give him the first song. First song our judges heard was Mr. Efren Valdez. We're going to hear the song right now, and then we'll tell you what happened. And then it came down to Mama passing my friend, Mr. Efren Valdez. And Mama knew. I don't think Mama knew he was my friend, did she?
No.
And here's what's the song.
I got a piece of shit car. It gets me around. Don't go too far, but it gets me to town. I got a piece of shit house. It's falling apart. I build it with my hands and I put in my heart. I got a piece of shit life. It nags me all day. Lord knows it's gotta be this way. But that's okay, cause it's a perfect fit. Every single one of my piece of shit. I got a piece of shit dog. He ain't no fun. I tried to shoot him, but he done hit my gun. I got a piece of shit cat. He's ugly and thin. He's ugly as me, and he's ugly as sin. I got a piece of shit bird who just sings the blues. One day I'm gonna kill him, probably eat him too. But that's okay, cause it's a perfect fit. Every single one of my piece of shit. Every single one of my piece of shit. Committed some crime. I got a piece of shit life. Might suck to be me, but I know I'm American. I know that I'm free. So that's okay, cause it's a perfect fit. Every single one on my piece of shit. Every single one on my piece of shit. Every single one on my piece of shit. Sometimes life gives you up and life gives you downs. But you gotta keep going. You gotta look at the bright side. Cause every morning when the sun comes up, it comes up for you and it comes up for me. That's right. Every single one. They're my piece of shit. I got a piece of shit life. It nags me all day. Lord knows it's gotta be this way. But that's okay, cause it's a perfect fit. Every single one on my piece of shit. Every single one on my piece of shit. Every single one on my piece of shit.
Now, I happen to love it. I happen to love that song. It came down to he needed one more vote just to pass through. The judges already voted. Gmo with Earth, Wind, and Fire said he loved the song. He thinks it's hilarious. He was hilarious. Mr. Parker, who is also a writer for legends like Marvin Gaye and so, he says that song could probably make millions of dollars. He loved it. They had a good time. But Toy and the rest of the judges had a little bit tough time. They think it might have been a one-hit wonder. So it came down to one person. The audience, celebrity judge, Mama. And what do you think? Oh, you guys, everybody's here already was there except for Carrie. Carrie. And Mama's didn't put him through. I'm thinking, oh, no. No. Mama's the nice one. She took her job seriously as a judge, and she did not put him through. And then Robbie and I talked, and guess what? And we didn't expect it to happen. When Mama didn't put him through, it was live on the air, and I said, oh, my God, how am I going to tell my friend? And right when I was going to say, well, I'm sorry, as soon as I said that, Mr. Gmo from Earth, Wind, and Fire, the guitarist from Earth, Wind, and Fire, says, hold on, Brian. And I said, yes. He goes, have him get in contact with me. Can you believe that, you guys? Unbelievable moment. Wow. It was a magical moment.
That's cool. That's awesome.
It was so awesome. And if it wasn't for Mama, I don't believe that he would have made the deal. I think they would have thought his song was good enough to see what happens towards the end. But in my heart, I'm thinking because of Mama, they had to make a quick decision saying, I don't want to lose this guy. Have him get in contact with me. So I want to give Mama a very special can of wine, Louisiana can of wine. It's called Who Dat Wine. There you go.
That wine.
That's right. Who Dat Wine. It's only in a can. How about the can? It's the can that you sit on underneath the dome. How's that logo?
That's good. We'll take the Who Dat Wine.
Yeah, Who Dat Wine. We don't need no Drew Brees. We got the Mama. And so thank you very much. And there's more stories like that. We'll tell it during the week. And Hungry Hawkins, congratulations to you, sir. You went through. Congratulations. Hungry Hawkins, and the name of his song that went through was, I think it's Never Gonna Never Give Us Up. Let me see. I want to say it before we leave.
Never Give Us Up.
I just want to see this. Come on. Never Break Us Up, Hungry Hawkins.
Yeah.
He made it through. I want to also say Kevin Epkins, you made it through. His song was F With Your Boy. They said it's a little rough, but they understood where he's coming from. They like it. They put him through. Hungry Hawkins, they loved him. Smooth, they put him through. There were some people who didn't make it through. I thought they were pretty damn good. Revolution, I thought was a great song from Ontario, Canada, from one of my favorite record people, MC Philosophy. They didn't quite put him through. I love the song. Thank you, sir, for contribute your song. Work still going on. Who will be on our live show this Friday? Go to MVPOnDemand.com, MVPOnDemand.com. Are you worthy enough to put your song on our show? And you don't have to be on our show. You can submit your song anytime. And as soon as you submit your song to us, we will send them to the judges. And when we go live on the air, you will hear if they pass or not. And you don't have to listen to us live. You can listen to us in a podcast of the show and hear if you, what the judges say about your song and hear if you made it through or not. Right, Robbie?
Exactly.
So,
MVPOnDemand.com.
That's right. You're on the road to the IWMAs, the Independent World Music Awards, which will be taking place on June 25th in Arizona. To get there, you got to make sure that you get through the voting, and you're going to be able to vote this Wednesday. That's when the voting starts, this Wednesday. All the songs that made it through last week and songs that are going to be up this week. We already got two songs. We got two artists ready to go this week. We're looking for more. M as in Mary, VP. OnDemand.com. One word, MVPOnDemand.com. Submit your music to us now, and so we can hear it, get it on the Power Playlist this Friday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on MVPOnDemand.com. The road to the IWMAs, damn it. Don't put in damn it. Yes, the road to the Independent World Music Awards. I can see it now. Brian, I tried to put in the IWAMDammit.com, and nothing comes up. You son of a bitch. Go to MVPOnDemand.com. Get yourself in the award show. Can I say anything else about it, Robbie?
No.
And Lacanola. I can't tell you. That's right.
Rockanola is rock and rolling this year.
That's right. I cannot tell you how many people say to me, Brian, yes, peoples, Brian, I want to get into acting. I need an agent. I go, well, what have you done? I've done nothing. Well, that's what you're going to get from me. And then they say, Brian, but I really want to get a chance. I said, well, you know, I tell them to get some extra work, get something in the background, get your schooling. Brian, I don't know where to go to school. Well, look at you. Now all those questions are answered. Because I got a feeling if I put you in contact with Locke and Nola, if you're not good enough, they'll tell you where to go.
Yeah.
You know, it starts off so good. It starts off really good, Robbie. I have no idea where it's going to end.
That's such a true statement.
It's true. Meaning if you need school or something like that, they'll tell you where to go. And how did he get a hold
of the 10-foot pole?
I know. It's like, uh-oh. I saw the end of the road, and I couldn't stop. Robbie, could you tell people how to get a hold of you and Locke and Nola and what Locke and Nola stands for, that kind of thing?
Yes, you can go to LockeandNola.com. That's our website, and there's submission forms there. You can email me from there, or you can email me at LockeandNola.talentagent@gmail.com.
There you go. See, we're not just an entertainment show, and some of you guys think we're not even that. But one thing we are is a show that will give you information. We're a tool. And for those of you who are interested in getting into acting, those of you who are looking to change agents, I was an actor, and I changed my agent. God, I probably had 12 agents within maybe 2 years. It's not uncommon for people to change agents. And it doesn't cost you anything to check out what they have to offer. Robbie, you got union and non-union work. Am I correct?
Oh, yes. We have breakdowns for all over. It's nationwide. I have actors nationwide. It's amazing. I have them in California. I have them in New York. I have them in Florida. I have them in Texas. I have them in Louisiana. So it's an open field. It really
is. That's right. Get in contact with Robbie. And then some of you guys, I understand times are hard, people are not working, you don't have money to maybe go to acting school, you don't have money to go out, and fine, you get an agent, and then all of a sudden you're sitting there, you don't have money for headshots. Well, we're working on that too. You broke nice people? I saw that road again, Robbie. I caught myself. I didn't go over this time.
You're doing so well.
I know. And this is why Ellen, we have Ellen on the case for you, because we know this. Ellen, she's going to go in a meeting in about a half an hour with a photographer.
Yeah.
And not just one, many people. We set out, we particularly seek people who can help our people, meaning talent. And Robbie has a list of photographers. I'm pretty sure she does.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure she does. And that brings us to so many things that we can do for you. If you're looking for a sponsorship, you want to be a sponsor on this show? I'm just waiting for the dramatic, then I will talk. Go to MVPOnDemand.com. And, you know, Kelly will get in contact with you. If she doesn't, I'll get in contact with you if you want to hear me talk to you. And, we'll work out a deal because, yeah, it does. We do pay to play. I pay to be on the air. I really do. And you're wondering, why? Oh, because I have nothing left to do. Because I'm good, that's why. Oh, stop it. And if you have voices in your head like I just have, we have Dr. Mel. She has wrote books on how to make your voices in your head work for you and get that winning part you're looking for. So if you don't have money, Dr. Mel has written many books about acting, how to get into acting, how to do this. She got a how-to book. That's going to be in the vault. So if you want to, if you're just starting out, if you have a child or you're just starting out and you don't want to spend all the money, you don't know where to go to, don't be a putz. All you have to do is go to the vault and you get Dr. Mel's book, and she has a lot of how-tos and where to start. So when you get that information on how to start, you can spend your money wisely to get there. Right, Robbie? And Robbie dropped. That's because she has a lot of work to do. It's just me and you, Ellen.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, you really don't have to spend a lot of money to take acting classes. And like you said, the you know, there are, you know, plenty of extra work going on all over. They're always looking for extra background people. That's how Aaron got started. You know,
that's
what he's done a lot.
That's right. Well, that's our first show for today, and that's our first day for you to be an official MVP person. How do you feel, Ellen?
I'm excited. I can't wait for everybody to see what I have planned.
I think you have some great things planned. I really do.
Well, thank you for the confidence.
Well, I heard some of your plans, and you gave me a hint on what you're going to do, and I don't want to hear the hint because I can't wait for it to happen.
Well, believe me, I'm going to make sure it happens.
And, Ellen, how do people reach you just in case they want to put something into the vault? Again, the vault is not just for entertainment, but she's opening a vault to everyone. Everyone. So, Ellen, if people are saying, I want to go to this vault, I want to put some stuff in the vault, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, I have a Facebook page. They can look under Ellen Dixon. Did you give me my email address? Do we have?
I can give it to you, but use your email address that you have now, and we'll give you your official MVP email address later. But your real email,
okay.
Your business email address would suffice.
Okay, it's Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, 8903 at gmail.com.
There you go. And you can also reach her at support at MVPondemand.com.
Mm-hmm.
And that will go directly to her other business email. So you can also do that if that's easier. Support at MVPondemand.com. And that all those emails will go directly to Ellen. If you have any questions about how to get in the store, how to list your items, what to do, why we're better than eBay, why we're the biggest store in town pretty soon, with all of our social media contacts and people in there.
We're better than
contact
you.
Ellen.
You can keep all your commission. We don't take
anything. Yeah, I wish we could do it, but we're the good guys. But it's good business. I'm not saying it's bad what eBay's doing. I think it's great business. We're not able to do that, and we don't feel right doing that because we're the talent advocate.
Yeah.
But I'm not knocking business if businesses work, for Christ's sake, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But we understand times are rough. Times are hard.
Yeah.
So, again, Ellen is head of the vault. And if you have any questions or products you want to put in there, you want to hold a special, you want to hold some kind of charity and put some stuff in there that whatever you sell goes to charity or auctions or functions or parties or whatever – Ellen's job is to make that vault pop.
Yep, and believe me, it will be.
Oh, I believe it. And so she's the person. And if you're interested in sponsoring Brian Hammer Jackson, again, MVPondemand.com, you can go into your contact or you can go catch me directly at admin, that's A-D-M-I-N, short for administration. admin@actorsbreakdown.com. Or the better time to catch me is support@MVPondemand.com. support@MVPondemand.com. You can reach me and you can reach Ellen. Again, support@MVPondemand.com. Any questions, you want to book on a show, you want airtime, sponsorship, that's where you can reach us. Right, Ellen?
Yep, sure.
Well, we got 30 seconds, Ellen. You got a last word, and we'll go out together. You got 60 seconds.
Well, okay. I have a book coming out pretty soon.
Go ahead.
Yeah. It's called the series is called Real or Fantasy, and the first book that's going to be coming out is called Come Undone. And it should be out hopefully soon, within the next month or so.
And with your new publisher and where it's going to be, I think it's going to be a terrific success. I really do. And as days go on, we're going to get little excerpts of that. We'll call it your 30-second spot just to tease people. How's that?
Yeah, we can call it In the Spotlight.
There you go. Everybody, this is Hungry Hawkins, who went through the other day. And never break us up. Thank you, Ellen.
You're welcome.
And we will see you tomorrow on Brian and Hammer Jackson Show. Don't forget to get your music in so you can be on the Power Play or Power Playlist Friday. MVPOnDemand.com.
She hurting both of us.
My pressure turned to pain, love turned to hate. But I believe in God, and I believe in faith. And I believe in you, and I believe in us. Our bond is too strong, they can never break us up. My pleasure turned to pain, love turned to hate. But I believe in God, and I believe in faith. And I believe in you, and I believe in us. Our bond is too strong, they can never break us up. Little man, I love you, won't put nothing above you. I wish you was here, so I could kiss and hug you. I live for you, I'm sorry that I'm not there. But your mother picked up and just disappeared. What can I do? How can I support you? With no number to call you, if I want you. I wanna see you grow up, I wanna see you blow up. I need you in my life, I know I was a fuck up. Back and forth in jail, I feel like I'm in hell. I wish I could take back the whole 11 years. They don't see my tears, they don't see my fears. They don't understand how I feel, it's real. Got me ready to kill, spill blood everywhere. But what is that teaching you to make people scared? Nah, little man, we gon' make it through this. Believe in your father, your daddy ain't stupid. My pleasure turned to pain, love turned to hate. But I believe in God, and I believe in faith. I believe in you, and I believe in us. Our bond is too strong, they can never break us up. My pleasure turned to pain, love turned to hate. But I believe in God, and I believe in faith. And I believe in you, and I believe in us. Our bond is too strong, they can never break us up. I pray every day that you are safe. I know she see me all in your face. You walk like me, you talk like me. I know she mad at the fact she ain't with me. I stress is the issue, it could never be. Now she using you to get back at me. I know the truth, she frontin' like she happy. I know the truth, she mad she never had me. So she badmouth me, see me doing good, guys.
Hungry Hawkins, never break us up. On sale now at the Vault. MVPOnDemand.com/vault. Ellen, thank you so much for keeping me company during the last 2 minutes of the show.
Oh, you're welcome.
I know you have a lot of, you got a meeting coming up, and you got some products, and you got some people to contact. I got a meeting in about 3 minutes. How about I'll give you a call probably within 30 minutes? No, I can't.
Okay.
I'll meet you after the meeting.
Okay. Bye.
And Aaron, get well, kiddo. Big hugs.
Mr. Bryan said get well, baby.
I feel so bad keeping you on there. I'm going to let you go. Bye, Ellen. I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.